Hello, everyone, and welcome
to Terrence Factor Fiction. Today I have a fact.
Or fiction.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't double. These are like easy things I could just double check real 1,000%. Quick, but like no. Did you know that the same person is the voice of Miss Piggy and Yoda?
No.
Like, what?
What?
But like in a weird way, think about Miss Piggy's voice. It's very like thrarder. Isn't that? I don't know how she's going. Yeah. And then Yoda's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting. I just saw a video. Actually, you might have sent it to me. It was probably you.
What?
If anyone like grew up in like a conservative Christian household, then you know about VeggieTales. And evidently, all of their voices was done by the same guy.
Dude, voice acting is dope.
Done by the same guy. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I like grew up with those TV shows. So I saw it and I was like, get out of here.
What was your favorite VeggieTales song?
Cheeseburger song.
Me too.
Isn't that everyone's favorite song?
Yes.
It was so good.
Do it for you.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This was probably okay. So, like, I'm weird.
No,
I'm Ashley.
No, you're not. Okay, you're quirky.
It's fine. I'm aware. But there's moments where like I let it slip. Like nobody really knows.
I know.
Nobody really knows.
I know
how weird I am behind closed doors.
I've seen it.
There was a moment where I forgot someone was there, and it was right after I built my Lego Yoda.
Uh huh.
Do you remember this?
I'm trying to. No.
I literally finished it, and after I finished.
Yes.
I have like an after I finish a Lego, I like am like just I just stare at it a while, and I'm like so impressed, right? So I literally finished this Yoda, and I'm staring at it, and I was like, "Play with you, I will."
I was standing across the kitchen.
I remember I like said it and then I like paused and I just slowly turned and Ashley was staring at me like, what?
What?
And she goes, what did you say? And I was like, nothing.
It is so funny to me because Taryn has you know, she's always loved Legos, but this last year she like tipped in the other direction where it was like a hobby and now it is a full on like there's always it's a Lego being built job. And it's always like I'll just come downstairs to like, you know, what's the bird, the firebird?
Oh, name? I just did the Phoenix from Phoenix. Harry Potter.
Just like Fox. Chilling on kicking it on the counter mm-hmm. and I'm like, "Oh, that's cool, you know."
Dude, but have they not perfected wings?
Yes.
Oh my god.
The way motion? That they fly now is it's like whoosh. Whoosh.
I feel like we're in like Mighty Ducks. You know, yeah, yeah, Mighty
Ducks. No. Anyways, that was super embarrassing. Like that was a moment where I was like, dude,
I looked at her and I was like, ooh.
She, like you're weird. Ooh, but that's like what someone there. Gets to marry into.
Absolutely.
Because
that's what someone
I
gets to look
it.
Forward to.
I hold it as much as I can, but like I can't if someone's like in my same room with me.
No. Whoever marries you is looking for a good time. Is looking to be entertained. Whoever chooses Taryn. This lucky son of a gun is going to wake
you
up
have a great life.
To never he's never going to wake
never
up to the
bored.
Same thing once.
Nope.
There's always going to be something going on yeah. and he's going to wake up to lovely cute little sticky notes that say I love you all over the yeah. house. How do I know this? I've lived this life.
You don't even care about my notes
I
anymore.
I love your notes.
I never get a response.
I love them.
I leave you notes all the time. And I'm like, I read about have a like, beautiful oh. day. And then I come home and I open the trash can and it's in the trash can. I'm like, oh.
Because it served its purpose. Yeah. It made me smile. And that's
anyways,
what I was supposed to do.
All that to say, yeah, it was my, I let it slip. But it was so funny how immediately I was like, ah, oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
I turned around. I was like,
caught.
Yeah. Anyway,
oh, shoot.
Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Welcome
I'm
to the
Taryn.
Podcast. This is Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley. This is the podcast where you guys send in stories, situations yep. that you need advice on, and the two of us just expertly give yeah. you the best advice you've ever heard, wow. that, which you could like take it or leave it, of course. Yeah. But like, we highly recommend you take it.
I wonder if we've ever given advice and someone's literally listened and been like, no.
Absolutely. You know what?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We're yeah. so likable and we're pretty wise.
Yeah.
We're wise in our old age of
old age. Are we middle and, age? What is middle age?
Middle
like
age
40s?
Is 40.
Okay. We're young children. We're
babies.
I still don't feel like I'm an adult. Like nah. I know I am, but I don't feel
every
that
once
way.
In a while I'll do something and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
That was very adulty of
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about this the other day. I was at brunch. And so Alicia was eating a veggie omelet, an gross. Egg white veggie omelet. And I was like, that is one of the most adult meals. Like, when do you start liking mushrooms in your omelet? When you're an adult.
Never. I will die without
this is
having
why
mushrooms.
I'm an adult and Taryn is a no, child.
I am a child who plays literally out loud with my Lego sets.
Legos. Okay. Let's go ahead and get on into it. Guys, Taryn it up.
Yes.
It's a segment that was started by Taryn because she goes through a lot of weird sh** in life.
You know, not on purpose. If
and
I would
have
known.
We have titled it Taryn It Up in honor of her. And this is the segment where you guys send in specifically funny, awkward, embarrassing stories that is something that Taryn would probably have experienced.
Yes.
So that we can get a good laugh out of it. So yeah. I'm going to go ahead and dive in. This
Do
one
it.
Is called Taryn It Up, the Accidental 911 Call.
Ooh.
Bah, bah, bah. Okay. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. Yes, I put Taryn's name first, but still love you, Ashley. Thank you.
Yeah, but you got to, but I, don't worry, I still love you. But really, she's saying I'm
she
her
She chose you. She chose
oh
you.
Oh, wait, can we talk about the video I tagged you in the other day?
Yes.
Okay, so I get
Some
tagged
you guys
in this
make
video.
The funniest videos.
I didn't know. Did you know that's a trend right now?
No.
Okay, so apparently there's this trend going on where so like the video we'll repost it on yeah. socials but it so like basically it'll say it says things so it said like more followers and then it showed a picture of Alicia and then it said like something about more content
Best
and
content.
It showed yeah It showed Ash. And then it said best podcast. And it showed an equal sign with both of them. And then it goes, and the winner is. And then this epic music comes on. Yeah. And it's me.
It was like, bah, bah, bah,
I wasn't
bah.
Even in the competition. But that's the, like, I guess it's a trend where it's like, oh, who's the best between who's these best? Two? And then it's like, watch out. And it's someone yeah. else.
And so, it literally shows like slow-mo clips of Taryn like dancing.
Tough as hell. Yeah. I was like, I was watching it and I was like,
badass.
I am cool.
Yeah. And like, also because cool. the music was like bom bom bom. Yeah. It was like synced to the music.
And
it
the
was
clips
epic.
They found, like yeah. it was just so I watched it and I was like, what is this? And then Alicia, because she knows trends and I don't, was like, oh, this is what this means. And I was like, I'm better than everyone.
I win. So funny.
Gosh, I don't know where that came from.
Taryn has been on a tangent kick.
I have. You
know?
You have to.
Yeah. I don't partake in tangents. I don't know what they are. So let's go ahead and get into the story. She continues. My name is Carly. Yes, you can say my name. And I've been listening to your podcast for a little over a year. I absolutely love all the advice you've given. And your podcast is the highlight of my Mondays. I loved the October series, but I'm kind of happy it's over now. So I can finally sleep soundly at night. I was like, oh.
Are, no one loved are, it as much
as us. Is it just us who enjoy the October
no.
series? Nah.
No.
she writes. I have a tearing it up that recently happened to me and I just had to share. Recently, my mom was away on a trip, leaving me and my dad home alone. I had been telling him that I wanted to watch The Sixth Sense, and we figured that since my mom was gone, it would be the perfect opportunity since she hates scary things. Now, something you should know about me is that when I get scared, I scream. I mean, same.
Okay, can you scream on command, though?
What do you mean?
Like,
yes.
I can't, if you were to tell me to scream, I can't do like a blood curdling like scream. I can't make
really?
Myself do it.
Interesting.
But if I get scared or like on a roller coaster, it comes from somewhere deep within.
Interesting.
But I can't
yeah.
force myself
whenever,
to do
so,
it.
So I have a bad habit of scaring Taryn by doing absolutely nothing in the house. Okay. Well, I'll just be sitting there minding my own business and she'll get scared. And her immediate reaction is, let me paint a picture. Hands fly up. And she goes,
huh. I'm ready huh. to fight.
Huh. No scream, no yell. It's very quiet. And she goes, huh.
And then so this funny. Is Ashley's reaction. Oh, my God.
I was just standing here.
She gets so mad.
Because I do nothing.
You didn't grow up, though, with brothers that
tortured
you.
We've talked about this. We've talked about this.
But I'm saying, like, you can't come at me like you know what it's like.
I know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like.
I know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like.
Continuing with Carly's story. Okay. She says, .. ice cream. And not just like a little yell or gasp. Nope. It sounds like I'm getting attacked by a murderer running at me with a knife. Anywho, we were watching the movie and a little over halfway through, there was an intense scene. I'm not sure if you've seen the movie or are planning to. Don't worry, I won't spill any spoilers. But the little boy was walking through his house at
night. I'm so sorry, I got distracted. What was the movie called?
The Sixth Sense.
Okay. Okay.
Come on.
I'm
track
really
with me, Taryn.
No, I'm really
no.
sorry.
No.
I saw a text.
I need
and
you
I got
to focus
distracted.
In.
Okay.
I need you to focus in. This
so
is
sorry.
Carly's story.
Yes, yes.
Her
yes.
mom is gone.
Yes.
It's her and her dad watching The Sixth Sense. She has a screaming problem when she's
okay,
scared.
Okay.
She's
I
not
just
spoiling,
needed the title.
She's not spoiling anything, but this is a scene where okay. the boy is walking through his house at night and there was a jump scare that she was not expecting. She writes, naturally, I screamed bloody murder and then was fine and continued watching the movie. About 8 minutes later, I hear sirens coming down the street. I turn to my dad and he pauses the movie as we hear the sirens stop right outside of our house. Confused, my dad walks outside to meet two officers coming up our walkway, followed by our neighbor.
Sweet.
The officers approached my dad and questioned him regarding anyone else being in the house. At this point, I came out to see what was going on. The policeman turned to me and started asking me questions like, are you okay? Who is this man? How do you know this man? Are you related to this man? Long story short, we explained that we were just watching The Sixth Sense and that I tend to scream very loudly when I'm scared. Our neighbor confirmed that he was my dad and apologized for the misunderstanding.
Oh my gosh.
Everything got resolved with the police and our neighbor, but I assure you that I don't scream quite as loudly when I watch scary movies anymore. But our neighbor genuinely thought that like something horrible was happening in the house.
Am I the only one who hears that? And I'm like, I love that.
I love that the neighbor like
I have such a fear attention. That because there's has there ever been a time where you hear a scream and you like listen for a sec and then you're like, okay. And yes. You just move on?
Yes. Our neighborhood, we live in a neighborhood that everyone surrounding us has kids.
Yeah.
I've heard multiple blood-curdling screams.
Yes.
And I'm embarrassed. It's sad to say, but it makes sense. I'm kind of desensitized to screams now because it happens all the time.
Yeah. It's like, I will definitely like open a window or open a door and like listen to see because I'm like, well, if someone's like getting attacked, maybe there'll be multiple.
Yeah.
But like, what if that's all you have time for is to let out one scream?
One scream, yeah.
Like, you would hope that your neighbor is like, I'd rather them call the cops every time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who's your neighbor I want to live with?
Like, what a good neighbor.
Is that sad that that's what I think? But that's so funny.
Anyways, honestly, glad to know that our neighbors can hear my screams so well and decided to call the police. That definitely made my parents more comfortable about leaving me home alone. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this story. And as always, I hope you girls keep being the incredible queens that you are and keep killing it in the podcast game. Love you both, Carly.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
It's hilarious. Like, imagine you're just watching a movie with, you know, whoever, your dad, your friend, whatever, and you scream as people do in scary movies. And then the cops show up.
Yeah.
Like, that would be terrifying at first. I'd be like, why are they here?
Yeah.
What happened?
I have this fear, I mean, related, but kind of not, of being, like, falsely accused of something and not, like, being able to
prove.
Yeah. And it's funny because the other day I finally made a connection of why. I don't know if I've even ever told you the story. Maybe I have. We, our family, when I was really young, we bought a RV from someone. And the guy, my dad said, like, now looking back, there were some signs that, like, it might have been sketchy because he was very pushy of, like, it needs to be gone, like, right away. Like, he was, like, the price was ridiculously low.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we went.
What happened in there?
Yeah. So we went to, like, test drive it and, like, we went to this guy's house. So we're, like, pulling it around, like, all these things. And then when we get back to his house, there is a full-blown, like, SWAT team, like, out in the front of this guy's yard. And so we pull up and are surrounded, literally, like, policemen with guns pointed at the truck, like, surrounds our truck. And I was little and I was in the back and I remember being like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And they were like, yelling, like, hey, put your hands where you can see it. Like, to my mom and dad, they pull my parents out. They start questioning him. I look out the window. I see the guy that we were trying to, like, buy the thing for. Like, they had, like, burst in his house. Mm-hmm. They were, like, arresting him, all this stuff. But I remember feeling at that time, like, how do we convince them that, like, we didn't do anything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was so scared.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that makes sense why I have that fear now. Because, like, what if someone just came and arrested you and they told you, we know you did this, but you're like, no, I didn't. Like, that is my biggest fear.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
Isn't that scary?
Absolutely terrifying.
Okay, well, now that I'm having an anxiety attack.
I'm very excited that you have a very nice neighbor who is very serious about looking
out. I hope you, like, let her know that you appreciate that so it continues to, like, encourage her to do that.
Bake her some cookies. Say thank you.
Because what if she's like, oh, I'm not going to call next time I hear a scream.
No.
Be like, no, Susan, please call.
I'll keep it down, but.
But please call.
If you hear a scream, you better call the cops.
Or at least, like,
the message to be taken away from today's episode. If you hear a scream,
call
the cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Learn done and done.
Every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
All right, should I get into my
story? Let's go ahead and get into it.
Oh, wait. I hope you guys all had a good Thanksgiving.
We suck. Stuffed on stuffing.
Stuffed on.
That's me every time.
What's your favorite?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And stuffing. I mix them together a lot of the time. With the gravy on top. Oh, my God.
Have you ever had my mom's stuffing?
Yes.
She is like a league of her own. Her stuffing is like unlike anything I've ever tried.
Yeah.
And her mashed potatoes are like straight up like butter. Ugh.
So I love Thanksgiving food. I do. But I'm not a fan of a lot of it. So I usually end up eating mashed potatoes and stuffing because that's what I want. Like, yeah. That's it. Recently, my family kind of decided, like, why make a turkey? We're not really fans of turkey. So we started doing like barbecue chicken. So good.
No, I'm not really a fan of turkey. Yeah,
I'm like, why would I eat it? I don't care. I know, but traditionally also, it's what you do, but like, nah.
You like put stuff up its butt and like all the, like, I just can't.
Like, I'd much rather have like, the last year we made brisket. So good.
Oh my gosh. That's brilliant. Yeah. I don't care anymore. Because like in Thanksgiving, you like stuff yourself so much for like multiple days in a row with the same type of food.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why like throughout the year you're like, I'm good.
Yeah. Another adult thing. I love cranberry sauce now. I used to hate cranberry sauce.
I don't love it.
I love it now.
I don't love it. Yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys had a Thanksgiving. What? I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We are thankful for you. I hope you had a Thanksgiving.
Anyways, back to the story.
Ash, I'm trying to like, this
That's
is a holiday.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah. I'm thankful for you sometimes.
Oh.
You're just not being very loving.
I'm flipping her off right now.
Mark, edit that out. You better put a blur over that finger.
It's a bird.
The bird. It's a bird. I caught it. Okay. Anyways. What was I? Okay.
Your story. Oh my God.
This is my story. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. Taryn first. What's just that? Saying. You know what we should do?
No.
You know what we should do? We should keep a tally.
Nah.
And then at the end of the year, whoever has the most gets to like choose a punishment for the other one.
Choose a punishment?
Yeah.
That seems a little intense.
Fine. Get like a prize.
Prize sounds great. Punishment was like, why?
We just tell Lexi, hi, for the next week of your life, can you listen back to every episode? Who was addressed first? Taryn or Ashley? Anyways, okay.
She's going to lose.
Just me constantly looking for a competition.
A before T, always alphabetical.
Rude.
Alphabetical.
Okay, but once the first person did it and made a point of it, a lot of Taryn and Ashley's came.
Not as many.
Okay, so hi, Taryn and Ashley. I am a sophomore in college, and currently I fit into way too many Enneagram categories to be able to land on a solid balance in between just two. Oh, I get it.
Interesting. You know what that means.
Which one is the one that relates to all of them?
Nine.
Ah, you're a nine.
A lot of nines. I won't get on a tangent, but fun fact, if you are interested in the Enneagram, the nine sits at the top of the Enneagram and is able to see and understand every single number very much so. So a lot of the time they can't figure out what number they are for a while until they realize, oh, I understand all of them. You're a nine.
Which is so funny because nines to me are so distinct from all the other ones. Like I can't
see you
acting like a seven or like a... You know what I mean? Like, I can't see you acting like certain ones, but I guess I can see glimpses of moments where you are. Mm-hmm. But
that's exactly.
It's so funny.
I'm not a seven.
For someone who understands them all, but then, like, you have a hard time. You know what I mean?
No. Explain.
Okay. So, say, for instance, like, you know how we always have conversations where I'm like, hey, I need to be loved in this way. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, it's hard for me because that doesn't come natural. But for the number that understands everyone, you would think it'd be easier for you to like give people what they need.
Yes.
Am I making sense?
I'm following. I think the thing that you need to remember is just because I understand doesn't mean I know how to.
Got it.
I understand what you're feeling, and I'm really good at empathizing with every number, with what they're going through, but that doesn't mean I know how to have a confrontation.
In your head to action.
Yeah, I'm still a nine who struggles with my own feelings.
Got it.
What you're saying. Most likely, this means that if I, for example, this is like the most common example. If there's a fight where I have to pick a side, I can't because I understand this person and I understand where this person's coming from.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I actively can become a seven and be the life of a party, but I get FOMO sometimes if I feel left out of a party you know, stuff like that.
Or like fours, you see them being overly emotional and you're like, I understand why you feel that, but like I'm exhausted because I don't like to like express.
I get where you're coming from. That makes sense.
That I've always thought that because you said that before about nines, but that makes total sense where it's like concept versus like.
It's more of an empathy thing. I can't actually go twerk upside down in the middle of a room and be a fun, like, fun, exciting seven.
But you're like, for a second, I thought but that'd be fun.
Do I want to? Yes. Will I do it now?
Okay. Literally, my skin was so crawling with the accuracy of them, all the numbers. Mm-hmm. I've only been listening for a few weeks. Welcome. Welcome to
a
the
newbie.
Pod.
Hello. Yeah.
And I am absolutely in love with everything about you both. Honored. The other day, I happened to come across the episode Always Falling for the Wrong Ones. Which one was that?
Ooh, I remember that
Always Falling for the Wrong Ones. Sometimes I forget like the titles
Stating
of
the
them.
Wrong type of person every single time.
Okay.
Like, I don't think she ever had a good one.
Okay. And it went right into my core. The title itself reminded me so much of myself that I couldn't help laughing when I saw it. I feel that. Well, all of our titles are done
by Mark.
By the famous.
The one and only.
Mark. Mark, say hello to the people. They miss you. What's up? It's funny. We've talked about it before. Like the first weeks, Mark would be like, what do you think about this title? And then we finally were like, just do it.
We were like, just do your thing,
just
Mark.
Do it. Yeah. Okay. It wasn't until I heard the stories that I realized how much it clicked. I've been the person who feels like she falls for the wrong guys. And I've been both the outsider friend and the one wasting away. Okay. I'm remembering now what episode this was. When Taryn started talking about how she had felt the same way and then started talking about what it felt like, it literally was almost word for word what I've been trying to get across to my therapist for years.
Wow, that's cool.
You know what that's like to me? That's why I think music is so powerful.
kind of like what we were talking about before. It puts words to something mm-hmm. we like we're feeling inside. Mm-hmm. And that's why like it moves you so much, because even in the way instruments, like there's certain times like the sound and the melodies within music or beats that are within music, it like brings something out that is like the way I was feeling, but I didn't know how to articulate it.
Music is so powerful in that way. Movies would be nothing without the soundtrack. Nothing.
Have you ever seen
movies without music?
Did you see that there was this TikTok and it was a scene from You, but it was like if you took out the self narration in his head.
Uh-huh.
So literally the girl would be like, "Wait, didn't I see you there the other day?" And then it was just him on camera like
quietly.
Yeah. So long. And then he answers, "No, like that wasn't me, whatever." But yeah. It was like I've never thought about the realistic part of that of like we think there's dialogue going on, but it'd really be like someone just staring at you, just like for 40 seconds.
Blankly staring at you till he figures out an answer.
Anyways, okay. That said, here's my dilemma. I am coming off an emotional low when COVID started. Hence, I quickly fell back down several rungs on the self-health ladder. Girl, same. Actually, are you a girl? You're anonymous. What are you? Anyways, you're communicating your feelings so well. So yeah. I assume because females are superior in emotional intelligence.
This is a feminist episode.
Yeah. Okay, starting college in the fall only made my situation worse. I was worn out from life and wanted to toss in the towel. Mm. But I also knew that staying around my family was not going to help me get back to where I was needing to be.
Mm.
So I went and survived the year, feeling like I belonged and was in a better place by the end. The whole summer between that school year and this one, I slipped back into the habits I had growing up, and it frustrated me. I let myself do it. I went back to my dark cave of emotional solitude. I even started wondering if going back to school was the right idea for me. This lingering feeling is still in the back of my head. Obviously, I'm here, but I'm struggling to rationalize exactly why. I've been experiencing a lot of compassion fatigue, you know, getting tired of caring so much about everything around me. But daily, my roommates parade their worries and the drama of their lives onto me because I am perceived as the responsible mom figure of the group, even though I'm the youngest. While I want to help them get through their problems and be able to be a shoulder to cry on, it is wearing me down. My friends are home and living separate perfect lives, and it is such a stark contrast. Their enthusiasm for life overshadows my calm demeanor, and I find myself unable to be around them without getting overwhelmed. I don't want to distance myself from them because we've worked so hard to establish the relationship that we have. I just don't know how else to keep myself from crashing. It worries me because the field I want to go into is purely the shoulder to cry on role. I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions on how to advocate for myself in a way that doesn't end up hurting everyone around me. Love, Anonymous.
Boundaries need to be drawn.
Yeah.
That's hard. I will say, from the numerous amount of people I've talked to during COVID, that is a very common situation to be in. Usually, everyone that I've talked to had someone that was like, doing okay, like kind of getting themselves through it, and then someone that was on a low. Taryn and my sister, who is also our roommate, when we were down she was doing okay, when she was down we were doing okay, and that's just kind of normal, and that's just kind of life. It was very heightened because mm-hmm. we were all stuck at home.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to realize like what you're feeling is normal, what your friends were going through is normal.
Yeah.
Considering the circumstances especially.
Those
were hard times to be living.
It is so hard because it's not everyone is able to fully shut down all of their needs to give someone else what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And
most people can't.
People can't. And I don't know. I mean, depending on what you actually are on the Enneagram or like what you're feeling, like, for me as a 2, that was a struggle I really had to learn about during this time, because I'm the type of person that I will shut myself down to be there for someone else and be like to the point of like how I am in the house. Like I'll be quieter if I know like someone's having a hard day or like whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's great. Like I'm sure it's appreciated, but also that's not the only way life is. And right. I also can't hold other people to a fault if like they don't feel it same way.
Especially if you haven't talked to them about it.
Yeah. And so like, and then when you're living in a house, like Ashley was saying, like you have like someone might be sad, someone's happy, someone's whatever. And not only living in a house, but like you're stuck during COVID. So
also
like
working.
People are working.
Everyone's
from
working
home.
Remotely.
People are doing. Yeah. Like I remember one day specifically, my grandma had just passed away and I was having like a really freaking hard time and I could not get out of bed. I was just like crying and I couldn't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And my roommates were filming a video in the literal room next door to me and screaming and laughing for an hour straight. Mm-hmm. That was a really freaking hard day for me because yeah. I felt so just like upset and like I started to take it personal and I started to just feel like, what am I doing here? It was just like this big thing. Mm-hmm. But all in all, if you look at all the different separate pieces, like, it's no one's fault. It's right. just literally like
it's just a bummer
the
of a circumstance
of what's going on. So if you're in this situation where you're so low and you're feeling all these things so heavy, but your roommates are in other things, it is almost impossible to not start to tie personal feelings to how things are going.
Oh, it is actually, I would say, the most natural thing
yeah.
to happen because I have. And I've said this on the podcast before. I live for my routine. I live for my morning routine. Mm-hmm. I love waking up, having coffee, doing a Devo, working out, starting my day. Like that's like yeah. my go-to everyday thing. In the pit of COVID, I had no routine. And for whatever reason, and this is not gossip. I've told them this to their face. TK and Alicia, we had a friend staying with us too. They were waking up early. They were working out. They were working and hustling with work mm-hmm. all day long. And I am the type of person who can't sit down while, and this has always been the case, it might be unhealthy, but when my sister's working, I have a hard time doing nothing because I'm like, do better.
Yeah.
Ashley.
You feel like it's like, are they judging me? I'm judging
and
myself.
And do better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they're working, you should be working. And it was this weird place because I was in a really deep, dark, like depressive state, but then I'd see them work and I was infuriated mm-hmm. because they were rubbing it in that they were working and I couldn't get my shit together.
Yeah.
But like, that was not their intention whatsoever. No. They were just trying to cope and get through COVID as well. Their coping mechanism was to throw themselves into work.
Yeah.
Mine was to kind of half-ass everything I did, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Terrence was completely different. TK's was different. Alicia's was different. And it was so imperative to step back and realize, like, we're all trying to get through this in different ways.
Yeah.
And it's not personal.
Oh, fully.
It was wild.
It's hot, dude. It's hard living yeah. with people. Like, it really is. And I think especially for you, if you're, I know for me, like when I'm falling low in certain areas, I feel like when I see other people thriving in them, mm-hmm. it has the reversed effect on me. It's not like, oh, I see that. And I'm like, oh, that's so empowering. Like it makes me want to do it. It makes me like angry at that. And then I start to push the opposite way.
Interesting.
So it just depends on literally how you are.
Yeah.
And for me,
and figuring out how you work.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, like what I'm hearing is you're feeling super overwhelmed with your own stuff, barely able to handle your own load. And everyone else is contributing to what you're holding on to. Mm-hmm. And you're at a place where you're like, I can't hold it. And I think that you have got to start speaking out on like what you need and what you can't handle.
Yeah.
And I think like you can't underestimate like what those conversations can be like. I remember again around the same time I was like really depressed, rightfully so. Like I lost someone really important to me. And there was this one day where my roommates were like, hey, like, we don't know, like, we just feel like you're always mad at us, like, or something, because I was very isolating at that time. Mm-hmm. And I very nicely, but, like, I sat with them and I was like, I don't have the emotional capacity to worry about if you guys think I'm mad at you or not right now. Like, yeah. I'm just trying to survive.
Yeah.
And so I was like, so I'm letting you know, like, I'm not mad. I'm just going through stuff.
Yeah.
And they
but
both
that conversation
were like,
needed to happen.
Yeah, they
like,
both
we
were
needed
like,
to voice
you.
Our concerns
yeah.
and she needed to explain to us what was going on because
but what was happening
happening all before that. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't talk to you about this. Like, I'm dealing with stuff. You guys were like, oh God, what is she mad about? It was like this underspoken like tension.
Yeah.
And so it needed to just. It was like a
dark cloud in the house.
Yeah. It needed to just be said of like, I'm going through it and I just need space to do that. And they were like, understood.
Cool. Yeah.
So it's, I think those conversations need to happen of you just saying like, hey guys, I love you all. And obviously I want to be here for you. But right now I'm barely holding on and like I'm going through a lot of stuff. So I need to draw those boundaries of like when I can or can't be present.
Yeah.
And I want you to know if there's a day that I can't be present, it does not undermine like how much I love you and how much like I want to be here for you. But I'm trying to just take care of myself right now.
Yeah.
And anyone with like semi-rational brain should hear that and be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, and hopefully if they're good people,
any loving friend,
they'll say, well, can I help? Like, can I take a load? Like, can I like be there for you? And if they're not, we need to normalize, like, sometimes friends just can't give you what you need and you need to seek it out from other people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's hard. That's a hard thing for me personally because I'm such a loyal person. Like, I'm very much like, no, like, once I give myself to a person, like, I want them, like, I don't, I feel like I'm cheating on you if I, like, whatever. But even in friendships, like, it's okay to be like, okay, well, I'm not getting this here, so I have to go seek it out somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I think you need to be really honest with like what friends are helping you in this situation. And then maybe other people you need to go to because they can give you something that you need in that moment. And that doesn't take away from your other friendships.
Not at all.
It just means you need to listen to what you need at
Absolutely.
This time.
I definitely think, you know, like, it's important to have multiple people in your life who are capable of giving you different things. Mm-hmm. Just like when you get married to someone, guess what? Like, for example, Taryn gets married. He's not going to be able to fulfill her in every way. And she needs a friend who can do that, you know? And like, same for me, like one day I'm going to get married. It doesn't mean that he's going to be my everything. I can't put him on this pedestal and expect him to fulfill me and satisfy me in absolutely every aspect of life. No, that's what girlfriends are for. That's what moms are for. That's what like
family,
guy friends, coworkers are for. Like you're supposed to be able to be at work and vent about work to coworkers and not have to take it all at home, you know? And it's important to find those people in your life that you have different things that you share.
Yeah.
And once you realize what those things are, then oh my God, life just gets so much easier because you have one person that you go to for this type of stuff.
Yeah.
And someone else that you go to for this type of stuff because all of that on one person is, will kill them slowly. to put it bluntly.
And like, I don't know, like that's not, I mean, life is too short to just feel like no one's like loving you in the way you need. Like you have to like find people who make you feel good and who challenge you and invest in you. And like if you're from what I'm reading, you're like, okay, well, all my roommates just keep coming to me with all their problems, but I didn't read anything of your roommates checking on you to see like what you need help with,
or so, you giving them your problems.
Yeah, like you need to find, I've definitely found like there's certain people that I'm the type of person, like if I offer up something and people don't seem interested or that they care, that affects me super hard. Like it will take a lot for me to be able to like do that again.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then like seek out someone who makes you feel like heard and understood.
Yeah.
So like fine. I think you need to sit down. You need to be like, okay, what are my triggers? What are the things happening to me? What is it that I actually want? Because is it, I just want someone to like ask me ever so often, like, hey, how are you doing? We'll tell someone that.
Yeah.
What is it, because I need, my friends aren't meeting me in a certain need? Okay, we'll seek out other friendships.
Yeah, don't resent them if you haven't brought it to their attention.
Yeah.
And if they're incapable, don't hold that against them. Find someone who is capable.
Yeah. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, either they're going to be your friend or not. And sometimes, like, if they can't meet your needs, that's a hard decision to make. But you sometimes have to sit back and be like, is this friendship like worth it to me?
Yeah.
And if you choose to stay, then you kind of got to roll with like what it is.
Yeah.
Or you got to leave if it's too painful.
Yeah. In the end, I think what's really important is we realize that you are the only person that is living your life. Mm-hmm. You are the one who is being affected by all of these things. But guess what? You are the one who is the only one who has the control to change that.
Yeah.
So you can't sit and be frustrated in the situation and not actively try to change it.
Yeah.
That's just going to lead into a depressive dark spiral.
Yeah.
So you have to have these conversations with your friends, express how you've been feeling, even just let them know. They might not even be aware of how it sounds like you're kind of depressed right now. They might not even be aware of that. Like, yeah. Have you voiced that to them? Because that might change how they act around yeah. you.
And also, like, why is it, like, have to be this big deal if you're in a bad mood? Like, I'm in a bad mood all the time. I will literally tell anyone, I'll be like, hey, I'm kind of having a day. Like, yeah. just because I don't want anyone to ever take something personally that's not meant for them.
Yeah.
So I tell them all the time, I'll be like, hey, I just need, like, I literally will tell them, hey, guys, I'm going to lock my door. Like, I just need a night to myself. Yeah. It'll be like 5. And I'm like, I know for myself, yeah. I want to light candles on. I want to put my mood lights on. And I just don't want to talk to anyone.
I love it when you do that.
Yeah, because then I'm like, then you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Because if she was to like go upstairs in her room and not tell us what's going on, I'd be like, is she okay?
What's going on? Yeah.
You know? But her saying, hey, I'm going to go in my room and just literally lay on the bed and do nothing because I need space.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, do you?
Yeah.
Because I love that time too.
I think you need to like voice it. And it sounds like, I mean, you say like even at home, you feel like that's holding you back. With your roommates, it's holding you back. So I feel like all in all I'm hearing is that you've got to take some steps for yourself. And it's hard. Like I'm in that process right now too. It's very, very hard and it's very, very scary. But it's the best thing that you can do for yourself to draw those boundaries. And anyone who's worth staying in your life is going to respect and listen and like provide what you need.
Yes.
And that's it. Like yeah. it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to not have to convince people to love you, and you deserve to be happy. So you need to like just take all the big thoughts, all the scariness out of it and just lay it on the table and really just like work out.
Yeah.
What is the basis of this? Like yes. what's going on?
And your friends and deserve the opportunity
yeah.
to prove themselves to you
fully,
which I'm excited for.
Yeah, and if they don't, girl, bye.
Girl, bye.
Bye.
Bye, boy.
Anyways, you got this. I feel so connected to you just from some of the stuff you said, and I feel like I'm kind of on, like, a similar path, but, like, you got this. Those who are meant to be in your life will be, and you need to be your own best friend for a little while, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Completely agree. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into my story.
Oh my God, I literally thought we were done and I picked up my dad joke.
We went a really long time on her story.
Wow. Okay.
Cool. This one is titled, I am on the verge of burnout, but of course I'll cover your 9-hour shift tomorrow, Carol.
Carol. Does it really say that?
Yeah.
That's a great title.
I'm on the verge of burnout, but of course I'll care. Oh, damn it. One more time.
Say
I'm
as on fast the verge, as you can.
I'm on the verge of burnout, but of course I'll cover your 9-hour shift tomorrow, Carol. I could not do it. That was so hard. Okay. Dear Taryn and Ashley, I am in desperate need of some solid advice since I've been on the waiting list for a therapist for over a year now and have no idea when it's finally my turn. Girl, you need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, or like get on BetterHelp in the meantime.
Yeah,
you
do
know
something
what I mean?
Until, yeah, that's not fair. That's not cool.
Because just talking helps. So,
yeah.
Like, even if you find something
this
in the middle.
This is not sponsored. We highly recommend that
or
you.
Or it might be. Do we have an ad for BetterHelp?
We might.
I mean, I feel like it's, like, that's literally where I'm getting therapy right now. Because it's just, I don't have
so
the time.
It's so convenient.
Yeah.
You can stay on the waiting list and then have BetterHelp in the meantime. And
yeah.
then, yeah, honestly do it. We don't have time for this.
No. Okay.
So, Taryn, hook me up with your, I did a minor in psychology advice because, honey, I need it.
I should have brought my diploma.
For reference, I am a 27-year-old woman from the Netherlands, single,
ooh.
Living alone, playing way too much Animal Crossing on a Saturday night.
I still, to this day, have never played
it. I haven't played
game.
It either.
Everyone talks about it like all the time, and I'm like, I don't, I can't relate.
So here's my story. I worked as a baker in a supermarket for 9 years. I started working there when I was 17, and it was always a part-time job when I was in college. And even after college, because I had / have no idea what I want to do with my life.
Man.
I was so lost in where to find a place in this world and what my purpose / passion is that I always just kept working there because it was comfortable and it was easy. My coworkers were my friends, and the pay was pretty good. I wasn't exactly unhappy there, but it wasn't challenging for me. So 2 months ago, I decided to apply for a job in one of my favorite stores as a sales consultant. To my surprise, they hired me right away, and I had to quit my job at the bakery pretty quickly. I was so excited to do something different, and the people seemed really nice, and the store was super cute. We sell all things kitchen, home, plants, coffee, tea supplies, and bath products. It really is right up my alley. It sounds up my alley. But here is my problem. My people-pleasing tendencies are coming to the surface in a way I've never experienced before. I've been working there for 3 weeks now, and the last week I made some mistakes, which is normal for someone just starting out.
Yeah.
But I kept replaying everything in my head, and it honestly ruined my whole week because I had so much anxiety from it. And on top of that, I need, all caps, everyone on the team to like me. Because the thought of someone not liking me is just frightful, and I wouldn't be able to handle it well. I know it sounds dramatic, but it's honestly how I feel, and I'm afraid to say no to things because I want them to see me as a good worker. So I'm working more hours than I was hired for, and honestly, I don't know how to keep this up. I want to be chill and be myself and not care if people like me or not. Just go to work, do my thing, and enjoy my free time. But instead, I'm overthinking everything and questioning if I made the right decision. Help.
I literally felt that. I felt that. Help.
Honestly, any advice would be much appreciated. I love you girls and thank you so much for listening. Lots of love, Jess.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot.
I feel that. Yeah.
I feel like Taryn probably really feels that, judging off of personalities.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to the... I have a hard time with the spiraling on a moment when I'm like, oh my God, it happens. Like, you can't do anything about it. But I will, if I like send a text, if I say something and someone responds in a way, I will overanalyze every tiny minuscule second of that interaction.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, I'm like, oh my God, we're in this huge fight. We're like, we're not going to be friends anymore. All this stuff. When the other person has not even thought about it like a second more. And it's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
So I can feel that where it like could ruin your week, especially when you feel like the stakes are high because it's like a new job.
Yeah. And I feel like they're, first of all, congrats on the new job. That's super exciting. Obviously, you're very talented. Otherwise, they wouldn't have hired you. But I understand the process of like you're new on board. Everyone kind of throws things your way because you're the new person.
Yep.
And any, you know, bad stuff that or uncomfortable stuff or boring stuff that needs to be done, it kind of gets unloaded on you because you're fresh. However, this is your job, too.
Yeah.
And you're the only one living your life. And if you are working over your hours, in my opinion, as someone who doesn't care, I care a lot about what people think, but for whatever reason, when it comes to work, things are very clear in my head. You were hired for a certain amount of hours. If you're going over, you are either needing to be paid appropriately over time, or it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So if you want to like hustle and like really build up that savings, which love, then go for it. But if you are incapable of doing this and are worried about burnout and are worried about anxiety levels and sleep and all that stuff, then no.
Yeah.
And I think as a society and specifically as women, we need to be a lot more comfortable with saying no, because we have this tendency to want everyone to like us, and we want everything to be peaceful, and we want everyone to get along, and all of these super cliche things, which are beautiful things to want and desire, but in the end, this is a business.
Yeah.
And it's so cliche, but it's business, it's not personal.
Yeah.
If Carol wants you to cover her 9-hour shift and you can't, no, Carol.
Yeah.
And you don't, Carol. Here's another thing I'm gonna add.
Her name is Carol.
You don't have to say no and give an explanation why. You owe no one
that
an explanation why.
So long. And
it
I
took
think
me a while,
too. Because most of my career has been in with like a Christian company.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also like ministry and a lot more of that, like relationship.
Personal connection.
And, yeah. And it took me a really long time to be like, no, if I say like there are some like work aspects that I've put on side because of
relationships, mm-hmm. and that's not fair.
It's not fair.
I always have to come to Ash and be like, okay, like here's the situation. Yeah. Like, what do I do? And Ashley gets so mad at me because she's like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, this is your this. Like, you need to speak up. You need to demand for this. And I'm like, meanwhile, having anxiety attacks.
Because
I'm
it doesn't feel like it because they're nice people mm-hmm. and we're coworkers and we all get along. But essentially, if we take the emotions out of it, you're being walked on.
Yeah.
And I don't think they mean it intentionally all the time, even though sometimes they do. But I do a lot of Taryn situations. I know they don't mean it intentionally.
No. Yeah.
But in the end, Taryn had no free time for a long period of time and she was going crazy and she had to learn how to say no. And when I remember before YouTube, when I was working like five jobs at once, I was having a hard time with this too. And I would start saying no, but in my head, I felt like I had to justify it.
Yes.
So I started lying and making up reasons why there's no way I can cover your shift, Carol, because I have a wedding
or because
school, because I was in school for the entire time I worked. So school was my fallback almost all the time. And I got to a point where I was juggling a few lies. And I remember being like, why did you lie? Like, it was so unnecessary, but it felt like I had to. And that's when I started implementing no, and you don't need to know why.
Yeah.
Because it's none of their business, especially coworkers. Like, as a friend, yes, I can tell Taryn what's really going on or whatever. But like coworkers, it's none of their business. So your no means no and stand by it.
I heard someone say the other day, like, no is a sentence.
Yeah.
Like, no, it doesn't need a full explanation, whether that's you telling someone no in like a more serious like area or saying like, no, I'm sorry, like I can't. Yeah. That's like enough of a response. Yeah. I think you need to draw boundaries. I think you need to see it as, you know, I know you're still getting your footing, but like there's times I have to remind myself like, no, I have this job because like I of my skills and I've earned this position. So like I need to be professional in the way that I speak and not always be so worried about like, am I going to get in trouble? Am I going to like disappoint? Like at the end of the day, you can take those times where you mess up and learn from it and shift.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have that big of an effect on who you are. So I think you need to find an Ashley, because that helped me a lot, was to like hear like a different perspective of like, Taryn, at any other job, would you do that? And it was my own fault. Like, I would be like, okay, sure, I'll take that on. Sure, I'll take that on. Sure. And I wasn't being honest about like, I was so overwhelmed. So it's like, you need outside people to just be like, hey, here's my situation. Like, what do you think?
Also, in like retrospect, if you are juggling so many things like Taryn was, or like you clearly are, eventually you're not going to be able to do well at any of them.
Yes.
Because you're juggling 20 things, whereas if you were juggling 3 things, you could execute it so much better and more successfully than trying to half-ass a bunch of things.
No, it's so true.
And kind of like make it work. Because in the end, yes, it works, but was it really done well? You might have made errors or mistakes. Like, it's so much better to say, I can't take that on right now because it's not going to get done well.
No,
and I want the best for the company. Yeah. You know, I feel like explaining that, especially to a boss, they'd be like, okay, like I hear that.
Yeah. Also, like, I think people will take as much as you give.
Yes.
And like, I learned this very young, where like I had a boss who like knew I was naive. Mm. Knew I didn't know what overtime was and what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I never raised any questions. I never complained because I didn't know. So like, of course he's going to be like, okay, like I'll take like what I can get. So I think there comes a level of respect that comes with you standing up for yourself. You saying like, hey, like I need some, I always say, ask the questions just to clarify. Like, hey, like, can you just let me know like what the overtime policy is with the company? Yeah. Any professional is going to be like, okay, flag raised of like, she's aware, like this is like something
I'm not
that's
dumb.
Affecting
I know
her.
What's going on here.
Yeah. And then I think you just need to like stand up and like draw those boundaries. And it is a job at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So if you need to say like, hey, these are my boundaries, I need this to be respected, like then it needs to be respected.
Also, I think there is something to say about this being you've only been there a few weeks, mm-hmm. you are setting a foundation for how people view you. Fully. And if you keep saying yes to all the overtime, they're going to be like, oh, she'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't work today. Jess will do it. You know, or I have a trip I want to go to. No one else can cover. I know Jess will, because you've set the standard of, oh, yeah, I'll take it on. Like Taryn taking on 20 different projects. Someone's like,
I'm a beast.
So their coworkers are probably like, oh, she would do it so much better. I'm going to give it to
her. Oh, people know.
Because they know she'll say yes. So it's really important, I would say, right now in the very beginning of your career at this new position to say, hey. No.
No, Carol.
And no means no, and you don't need to know why. My answer is no.
And there is a little bit of like you want to get, because then if like you ever need help and you go to Carol and Carol's like, no, screw you, you never help me out.
Let's not burn the bridge.
Yeah, there's a sense of like you're new, like there should be like a curve, but also like you shouldn't be taken advantage of.
Yes. So. Freaking Carol.
Stand up for yourself. I love that.
I love that she added Carol. It's so funny. It makes it so much funnier. Super stoked on your new job, Jess. I think you're going to handle this so well. Yes. Can't wait for you to draw those boundaries and finally get some free time.
Right. Dear God.
Poor girl's been hustling for a while.
Yep. All right. I was very turned around in this whole episode.
I know.
Because we did another twofer. So, I was. I ended my story, I thought we were done.
I saw you reaching for the book. I was like, no.
I'm still,
it's my turn.
I don't know what day it is. Where am I? Okay. So are you ready?
Yeah.
For a dad joke?
We're going to end it with a dad joke.
Yes.
As always.
I wonder, I always forget about it. I know. And it's funny because the people who have been with our podcast since the very beginning, like you saw the escalation of this.
Yeah.
I don't even know like what episode know when it started.
Oh, I think we had a very, so... I think her podcast started out very funny.
Yeah.
And then randomly started getting very serious. Yeah. And one day, Taryn was like, we need to add something to kind of lighten the mood because we would end on such heavy notes sometimes.
And I'm obsessed with I am basically like a 40-year-old man and a teenage boy.
Yeah. All in a woman's body. Into one pretty little package. Yeah.
So I love dad joke humor like so much. Yeah. And so, but then like everyone else like loved it.
Yeah.
Ash hated it, but now you've come around.
I've come around, yeah.
You've come around.
Yeah. It didn't fit anyways. It's pointless. Let's do the dad joke.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Why was the artist arrested for graffiti?
Arrested for graffiti?
Yeah. Can I just say it?
Yeah.
They had to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. Guys, thank you so much for making it all the way to the dad joke. You already know if you made it to the dad joke, we love you the mostest.
Yep.
Be sure to like, rate, review, subscribe to this podcast, share it with all your friends. You have homework this week. Give it to someone who needs to listen to this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you said homework and I had like a little bit of like flutter of anxiety.
You're like, what?
I'm like, what? I haven't had homework in forever.
10-page paper? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's all. We will talk to you guys in the next episode, which will be coming out Monday.
Oh, wait. Can I say?
Yeah.
Also, like for Christmas stuff coming up, if you guys want to send in like awkward family situations, we would love to hear it.
Yeah. We love the awkward family. We love the drama. Awkward family.
Yeah,
we're here for it.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.